I hate you.
Allow yourself to feel this one. What emotional reactions come to the surface? What do you immediately want to say? Well, I certainly love you, young lady. Or, how dare you to say that to me after all I've done for you? Years ago, I had a client whose 17-year-old son, in a spiteful effort to communicate his anger and hatred toward his parents, decided not to open any of his Christmas presents from them. Not one present. For a full year, they sat, unopened, in an upstairs closet. Now that is a pretty big gauntlet. Mom was so tempted to pick it up by reacting emotionally. She felt so much pain, she wanted to throw him out of the house, lash out at him every day, tear up his things, you name it. She decided to focus on herself instead, asking herself some incredibly tough questions about her relationship with her son. What's been going on that would lead us to this? What would lead a kid to act so spitefully, even denying himself material gifts, just to get back at his parents? Is he just a psychopath? Or have I been contributing to the pattern this whole time? With this pause, Mom could then ask herself the best question of all. What can I do differently to begin repairing this relationship? And how can I do it without losing my cool, getting reactive, and simply making things worse? What's great about the scream-free path is that the second you want to get on it, you're already there. In this case, whatever decisions she decided to make with her son, from then on out, had the potential for positive change, simply because she would be acting out of self-awareness and self-direction. By simply stepping back and choosing not to react, she assured herself that her next step would not be reactive. And then she could choose her next step, rather than having it chosen automatically for her by the previous patterns of combat. I don't want to do it, and I'm not going to do it! Ah, the sound of metal hitting the floor. Even as I say this, I want to pick up this gauntlet. Oh, yes, you are, young man. You're going to start showing some respect around here. I'm sick and tired of hearing you say what you will and will not do. You don't make the rules around here, mister, and it's time you started accepting that fact. If you haven't said it, you've definitely thought it, right? I know I have. A scream-free parent could choose another response. Choosing to focus on herself, the scream-free parent could pause and ask herself why this demonstration of will bothers her so much. Why do I take it personally when he asserts his will? Do I feel threatened? Is he out of my control? How far is he going to take this? Am I raising the next Hitler? The irony is, of course, that the more we do take it personally, the more reactive we get to this demonstration of will, the more we encourage it. Emotional reactivity simply creates more emotional reactivity. But again, the entire goal of parenting is to launch our children into the world as self-directed adults. We want them to be capable of asserting their desires, making their own choices, and taking responsibility for those choices. We want them to be able to stand up for themselves and choose for themselves what they will and will not do. We just don't like it when they practice demonstrating that will on us. Sure, I want him to say no to his buddies when they want him to try smoking pot, but I sure don't want that attitude with me when I tell him to come inside. Our goal is not to stifle our children's expressions of will, desire, and emotion. Our goal is to help steer those expressions along the most productive paths. As you learn to keep your cool, you can see this defiant stance as yet another gauntlet, and you can choose not to pick it up. You're not going to come inside, huh? I guess you really don't want to because you usually don't talk like that to me. I'm going to let you think about that for a few minutes. And after a few minutes, you return to offer him a choice. He can come inside or face a consequence, and it's totally his choice. Well, you're not the boss of me, may come his response. Another tempting gauntlet. You know what, son? You're right. I'm not the boss of you. You are. And as the boss, you've got a choice to make. You can come inside in the next 2 minutes, or you can lose TV for the next 2 days. It's your choice. Why should our children obey us? Now let's ask ourselves a very tough question. Why should our children obey us? What in the world is their motivation? Is it to please us? How long do you want that? Not very. What we want is for them to do it for themselves. We get frightened when we don't see them operating from their own motivation. So why in the world should my son obey me? Because I said so? Because he should respect my authority? Because he needs to learn to obey his elders? He should do it just because it's the right thing to do, right? Yes, 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 and yes. From my perspective. But that's not his perspective. Why, from his perspective, should he obey? What's in it for him? What is his motivation for coming inside, or going to school on time, or turning in his homework? Why should he do any of this?